checkup, as in trying to know the problem, as in how the low vision came about, and the hospital confirmed that I suffer from what we call microcornea, which affects the size of the cornea. So the cornea, the pupil, they are all small such that they allow little light in the eye, hence the low vision. I grew up on the Copper Belt, did my basic education in a visually impaired school called Lion School for the Blind in Dola. There, it's only the school for the blind, where the background, I learned Braille from stage one up to whatever level. And there I stayed for 9 years, where I did my grade 1 to 9. That was basic education. Then I moved on, went to Mumbwa for my secondary education. I was at Mumbwa High School, where I did grade 10, 11, and 12. Though Mumbwa is not a special school, they had a unit by then, I don't know now, I'm sure it is still a unit for the blind. There we had inclusive education, where we had mixed with the ordinary or the mainstream. After classes, we went to the resource room, the unit we called it the resource room, where we always went for assistance from teachers who were specialists. From there, I completed my grade 12 and graduated. Then I moved on to a community college. There I did the course, a certificate in ICT for the visually impaired. I successfully completed that course, and the course was specifically made for training persons with visual impairment. Mostly we learned the computer with the help of the speech software called JAWS, that is Job Access with Speech, where whatever you are doing on the computer, the speech software will narrate it to you, hence make it so easy for someone with visual impairment to be able to communicate with the computer fully. The speech actually enable a person with visual impairment to do whatever anybody can do on a computer. And from there, I went to TVTC in Luansha. That is the Technical and Vocational Teachers College, where I did my methodology and ICT again. I gained a diploma. From there, I taught at Lion School for the Blind, my initial school, for a year and a half. Then I had to move to Choma, where I am currently, where I'm still teaching. And currently, I'm with the Zambia Institute of Special Education, pursuing my degree.
Thank you. That's a wonderful summary of your history.